This is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450. Our guest this morning is Wade Gugilno. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me come in and chat with you for a bit.
Wade is the creative type, I guess I'd say. Try to be. He has a whole big deal coming here with children's books, and we're going to talk about that. And if you have questions along the way, you can give us a call at 395-1450. Our line is open. You don't just sit down and write children's books, do you?
Generally speaking, my job is to apply cartoons to different communication needs in business and education, but this came up, this opportunity to do these books came up through the Character Council. We were noticing some dearth in character values out in society. There were some studies done through the ISD with some businesses that talked about certain character values that people were missing when they got into the workforce. And the West Michigan Character Council thought it would be a great idea to start working on character values in the schools, and through a couple of different trial and error approaches, we came to the idea of doing starting really at the source and doing kids' books. And so we put together our first book, Olympia on Time, and honestly, that took quite some time to format and figure out. And now that we've got that set, we're looking at doing a bunch more with various other character traits.
Now, you had this in the big art show in Grand Rapids,
Art
right?
Prize, yep, exactly. Yeah. Once we got the first book finished and we started to develop the other characters, there are like 50 of them, we thought these people really need a place to live. And we, you know, in the first book it's mentioned that they live in Gootopia, but we wanted to cast a vision of what that was. And so we made a 4 foot high by about 16 foot wide mural at Art Prize. And underneath, all 50 of the characters were laid out with a little QR code. And the QR code could be scanned by kids or even by adults with a smartphone or an iPad, and it would take them to a profile online where they'd learn more about the character and their life in Gootopia, as well as the character value that they represent. And so that was a great opportunity to get it out in front of people and see what their thoughts were.
Well, let's talk about some of those characters.
All right. Well, we have sort of a broad selection. There are 50 different characters, and the reason we're so broad is that we follow The character first set of character values at the West Michigan Character Council, and they have 49 of them. We added empathy. So some of our character values are straightforward, like patience and responsibility, and others talk about things that you might not generally talk about so much anymore, like thrift or decisiveness. And each character has a specific set of things that they enjoy doing inside of Gootopia, and that comes out in the book so that you're introducing kids to new interests and so on. But also, during the course of the book, there will be some sort of crisis that involves them making a character decision and learning how to use the character value that they have to improve their life. And that, I think, is something that's really, really important for kids at a young age to learn.
How much do you write in each book?
There are 20 pages of story. And one of the other things that we're working on, there are actually 6 extra pages, interior pages. One of the other things that we're working on with the books is to infuse some school readiness activities. So on each of the 26 interior pages, there is a letter of the alphabet all the way through. And on each of the 20 story pages, there are shapes and numbers so that kids can start learning their numbers, and then they can actually search for them hidden in the background of each page as well. So in the end, it's kind of a... You're getting the story, and then you're doing some of the activities, and hopefully through all of this, there's also a song that goes with it. Hopefully through all of this, character is starting to be one of those things that just sort of seeps into kids, their awareness of character values, and hopefully that will then play out a bit in their life.
Sounds like an interesting learning experience.
That's the idea. Character, obviously, you can't learn in a book. We really want parents to sit down and work with kids, so we've made the story a little bit higher register. Young preschoolers are not going to be able to read this on their own. But if they sit with a parent, they'll start to instill an interest in reading, they'll start to understand a character message, and then as they get a little bit older and start to read the books on their own, they'll actually, with the graphic layout, be able to figure out the words a little bit quicker, and they'll be reinforcing character on their own as they listen to the narration or listen to the music.
Now, are these books going to be available to parents?
Yes. Right now, actually, we are finishing up. We've got like 3 days left in a... Kickstarter crowdfunding program that we're working on. We've got a project on there, and it's basically for the production and printing of Olympia on Time. If people are interested in that, please look on Kickstarter.com and just type in Gootopia in their search bar. That's GOOTOPIA. And if you're interested in helping us to work towards the printing of the books and some of the audio finishing touches, there are neat rewards on there for folks. Afterwards, we will be printing up a number of the books and trying to start to do some local promotions through Barnes & Noble, and also to get them out there through various book expos and through Amazon.com.
Gootopia, that sounds like Goo Factory.
Yes, exactly. There are lots of Goo names in there. It's very funny, you know, once you get started, there's like the Guggenheim Museum and Gucci Fashions. Goo kind of grows on you after a while when you've been doing it.
Yeah. Well, what got you to this point, Wade? What made you want to do this?
Well, honestly, we started looking at character applications with some posters and so on the high school level. And we got very mixed reviews. Some kids really loved it, and some kids just weren't open to it at all. And what we realized after some study was that largely if you want to reach kids with a character message or any message, really, starting to reinforce it at a younger age is really important. And so we did a fair amount of study of brain development and what how your brain actually works when you're a young child, and then we decided to put together books that are a little different out there and see what kind of a response we would get. And that is really what these came out of. We have kind of four overarching principles, and the first is that an increased vocabulary by the age of 3 helps children to have a higher cognitive capacity. At the age of 4, they have sort of a large spurt of right dendritic branching, and we use that actually with our graphic format to help them to sort of get the holistic picture of what character values are. Then just the simple fact that character has been shown to correlate more highly with success than even IQ, that's a big reason behind what we were doing with our books. And then the last one is just that school readiness. If kids are ready for school, they show longer term of staying in school, they show higher success in school, and a greater possibility for achievement later in life. And so we thought hitting kids at a young age and possibly reinforcing it with their parents so their parents are thinking of character would be the best way to do good things for kids in the future.
Okay, we're going to take a moment out for a word here. We'll be right back with our guest. If you have a question, you may call us at 39
levels of retirement living at our campuses in Kentwood, Jenison, Holland, and Spring Lake. Learn more at oakcrestcommunities.com or call 616-457-9500.
All right, we're talking about art today, and a lot of folks have probably been up to the art prize in Grand Rapids, and what made you want to enter there?
Well, I have done Art Prize now for, well, this is my fourth year. They've been around for 5 years. I didn't know about it the first year, and so this is really the first time, however, that I've done something that is really related to work.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to do Art Prize this year because it's a really huge investment of time and energy, and it's a great, great time, and you really get seen, and lots of people come by, but it is a huge sort of expensive energy.
Yes.
And then it occurred to me that we were working on these books, and that would be the perfect platform to get this out in front of lots of folks. And so really late in the registration process for Art Prize, we put in the bid to do a mural, and there was a place called the Harris Building, which is on Division. It's a brand new venue that accepted us as an exhibitor at their venue. And so they had lots of space. They had just renovated this building for business, but they didn't have businesses in there yet. And so they were able to give us about a 22-foot wide space, and we were able to not only put up the mural that I spoke of earlier, but we were also able to put up all the pages of the first book so that people could get a really up-close and personal view of what we were working on.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, there were a number of great, great things that came out of that for us. We are really trying to make these books the best that we possibly can, and so getting that feedback was very helpful. A couple of the things that we were not aware of, we were thinking only of preschool, but there were some folks in the autism community and some folks in the special needs community that said these would be great ways to work on different skills development and life skills for those two areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that we'll be following up on in the future. And then through that, we were able to let people know about our Kickstarter program and where they can get the books in order to critique them for us.
When we say books, we're not talking about large tomes of books.
No.
These are small, handy book, sort of.
These are perfect for small hands. They're about the size of a CD, almost, like a CD cover, and they're probably 6 inches by 6 inches maximum, maybe 5.5 by 5.5. And what we want is actually to have a physical book rather than, even though we may come out with a digital version, an iPad version, at a young age, kids really need the motor skills to be able to manipulate the book. And this is the right size for their hands. This is great for them to page through and learn that. And it's really something that gets them set for basically starting kindergarten later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the city has their little, I think it's monthly, they have come out with this character trait that they attribute to somebody.
Right, right.
The town. And they've covered a lot of them already.
Absolutely.
That's kind of the way you do it, too.
Yes. Well, I am assuming that you're talking about the ones that come out in the newspaper and so
on. Yeah, the ones that, Nancy DeBoer is in charge of.
That's exactly it. Nancy DeBoer is the director of the West Michigan Character Council.
Yeah.
And so she is the one who's putting out the same character traits, and they are really, if we do one a month, there are about 4 years of them. So we kind of do go through them. The Character Council's been around for close to 12 years, I believe, and so they've been through them probably three times. But what I notice in the conversations, I've been there for about 4 years, and as we start to get into the same character traits again, as you have more people there and more personal experience, the character trait comes alive again. And it's a good reminder to have every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons we're doing that many books is we would like, if we have 50 books, we felt that a parent could sit down and read one per week to a child and sort of reinforce that character value. And if they needed one that, say, a child was not necessarily getting the idea of patience or getting the idea of responsibility, they could pull that book out specifically and start to work with them with that book.
Mm-hmm. How soon will they all be out?
Well, that's the big question. A lot of it depends on financing. We're looking around at nonprofit ways to produce the books through the Character Council. We're looking at for-profit ways through my business. And in the end, if we were able to get funding, we could probably put out a book about once every 2 months because we've got the system down now. If not, it'll be sort of a struggle to get funding for each individual book, and that'll probably take a little bit longer. But even at once every couple months, you're looking at a fairly long period of time in order to be able to get these out, probably somewhere around 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to have it down to around five, and we may be able to do that with a team, but that would take some significant funding.
Which, mm-hmm.
if anybody out there is interested in that, we're happy to talk.
About funding.
Absolutely.
Yes, well, I know that's usually one of those things that becomes difficult.
You know what? It's always in God's timing. It's always in God's hands. You just wait. You move forward. You do the next thing, and you
do the next thing,
and when it comes, it comes.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Going to take a moment out for a word here. We'll be right back with our guest. If you have a question,
Like Auto Body Experts on Facebook and win stuff. Auto Body Experts, where loaner cars are always free. In Holland, in Hudsonville, in Wayland, and on Facebook. Facebook.com/Auto Body Repair.
And let's take a look at our Holland area forecast. Forecast is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Are you the next Southern Omelette Slam? No, let's start all over, shall we? Okay. Are you the next Southern Slam Omelette Challenger? Here we go. Okay. Well, you can be a challenger at the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. And the weather, it's cloudy today with a high of 55 and mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 40, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high of 61 and mainly cloudy on Thursday and windy with rain and a high of 60 degrees. Wow, we're going to be warm on Wednesday. Right now we're looking at 40 degrees here in the Tulip City. And we're talking about a project that, maybe some of you are thinking about getting in on. If you are, you can easily get in on it. Give us the proper. Hey, we got a call right now. Let's take that call. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
We're talking about art.
Oh, well, I wanted the news about the ball game last night. So where can I get that?
We had it on earlier, and it's on our website, I think.
I don't have anything to do with websites.
Oh, you don't have. You got a problem.
Yes.
I don't know what the score was. Gary knows, and I'll get it from him, and I'll put it on later, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. All right. How do you play ball? That's not in the book.
Exactly. One of the books, eventually.
One of the books,
yeah.
Eventually.
Kickball is big in Gootopia. That's a big thing they do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's your next move? Your next move is to wind it up eventually and...
Yep, basically we are looking right now, one of the aspects of what we're trying to do, based on some of the research that we've done and some of my past work with cartoons, is we're also looking for the possibility of doing a pilot study of cartoons in character learning and
uh-huh.
seeing how kids relate to that as compared to other types of reinforcement. And so in the end, we are kind of going forward on the nonprofit front looking for grants, and we're going forward on the for-profit front. But as soon as Kickstarter is done, we'll be printing up roughly 3,000 of these books, talking with Barnes & Noble to do some local signings and some local promotions, and possibly before Christmas here, depending on what their schedule is. And we'll be looking to try to start developing the second book, which mm-hmm. is Rolando Responsible. And Rolando Responsible is a story about a single dad. In the book, we don't know why, actually, he's a single dad. It turns out that in the back story or the back profile that I've written that his wife passed away. And so he has a lot of responsibility taking care of his son Malik and helping the blind lady next door and doing his job, and also is a bike aficionado. He likes cycling. And so there are lots of things that come into play and things that he would like to do. And the story pivots around him finding a fairly large amount of cash in a bowling bag and having to do the right thing with that, be responsible with that, when there are lots of responsibilities he sees in his personal life that he could use that for. But he's sort of... has to wend through that and figure out how to make the right decisions. And so that's the next thing that we'll be creating, and then we'll go on from there. We've got, like we said, a list of 50. There are 25 guy characters and 25 gal characters. They're called Goo Guys and Gals, and we'll just be moving on through those and building their lives in Gootopia.
Mm-hmm. And you actually write this material. You create it.
I would have to say that I would not have thought that doing kids' books would be that fun for me. I've done some comics and things in the past, and I am having a blast. So, yes, I have written this, and spending the time that it takes to get the parts that rhyme to rhyme, the parts that don't rhyme to have the right cadence, and to have all of the story infused in that small space of 20 pages has been just an awesome time, just an awfully fun experience. And so I look forward to writing the other books, and hopefully we can get to the point where they're flowing right. If not, we can always hire a professional writer to help with that. But that's the case at the moment, at any rate.
Have you written other things?
I have done lots of laying out of ideas for businesses. I mm-hmm. did a comic that actually helps kids learn about laying out graphic stories, because there's sort of a science to how you put them together. So I built a comic and then built a handbook that goes with that shows them all of the conventions that you use in laying things out graphically. I've done some personal things that I've put out there, and nothing that's been with like Marvel Comics or anything along that line, but a lot that have gone to individual clients in the area.
No big novels?
No. I did start a novel. I played basketball overseas after I finished here at Hope, and I had a lot of downtime during that time because, you know, you're in another country and you don't know people so well. And I did start a novel, and looking back on it, it's a great idea. It was very poorly written. I look at it, and it's like all the male characters and all the female characters and all the bad guys and all the good guys had my voice. You know, there was like a bunch of me's talking with each other. So novels, not so much my thing.
Well, if you're doing the children's stuff good, that's great.
It's a better place to put my investment of time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. And that way, probably more people will enjoy it, too.
You know what? There's a lot of potential here, and I really hope that this takes off and grows in a way that not only has a lot of integrity towards building character, but in the end is a lot of fun for kids, so that they can start learning about those values in a way that's enjoyable for them, and then reinforce it online with some interactive activities there. And that's it.
You sit down and ideas just kind of come to you as you go?
Ideas have never been a problem for me. That's one thing that I have to do a lot of triage about. My wife gets on my case because I'll tell her about a new idea, and now she's to the point after 15 years of marriage that she's like, okay, but what are you going to do with that? You know? And so ideas for these books really flowed. If you look on our website, there are all 50 characters with their profiles laid out. You can get a real flavor for what it is that they are and how they're going to be in the book when their book comes out. Mm-hmm. So that's, for me, that's a lot of fun. That's just creating a new world in a lot of ways.
Sinclair Lewis, who wrote many books, said the way to write is apply the seat of the pants to the chair and write.
Yep. Sometimes there's a lot of discipline. I had a deadline with Art Prize to try and get all of these characters finished and everything up and going. And there was a time at which it was sort of like, this isn't very fun because I got to get, you know, 20 more characters finished in this amount of time and so on. And when I stopped thinking that way and just said, okay, I'm sitting doing the thing that is really enjoyable and it is really going to have a positive effect on kids later, it started to get my creative juices flowing, and it made those 20 characters not just redundant but something that had a lot of personality. And there's a big part of it that's just sitting and doing it, making yourself.
That's right. You got to sit down there just like a job.
Yep, it's true. I am not always in my office, but I am always doing something right now with a cartooning business. And I came back to the States after playing overseas in around 2007, just before the economy kind of went down a little bit. And honestly, cartoons are not the first thing people think of during a depression. So it was a lot of work, and it has been a lot of work since then to try and build something. But now we're in a position where we've got a couple of different lines of things we're working on that really have some possibility. And even though I'm still going to have my seat in the chair and working a lot, it's kind of a nice thing to see that moving in a positive direction.
Yeah. And people can become a part of it, actually, can't they?
They can. You know, the first way is by going to Kickstarter.com and typing in Gootopia, and they'll be able to see videos and some explanations of what we're doing, little clips of the book. There's actually even a video narration of the book being read on that site. And then after that, if there are any other organizations that are interested in contributing to the development of these or having us come in and talk to them about what the vision is and giving them a packet about what we're trying to build, we're happy to come do that, and we can accept donations through or grants through the West Michigan Character Council. And personally, I'm very happy to do that as well, to talk to folks about the possibility of building this from an equity standpoint. I think that we've got some pretty good numbers put together about the potential of each book, and it would be a decent return for folks.
Now, did you pick this talent up on your own, or did your art teacher inspire you, or...
I did this in sort of a dumb way. I have always loved cartoons ever since I was young. I lived in the country, and, you know, we had Snoopy books, and those, I wasn't the greatest reader, and honestly, Snoopy sort of opened my eyes to a lot of vocabulary and so on, and I wanted to be a cartoonist in the newspaper. Well, as I grew older, that real estate sort of shrunk, and the ability to do what you'd like to do on the newspaper page was maybe not as much of what I'd like to do, but I lived overseas for quite some time, and saw how they were using cartoons for lots of other areas of application, not just gags in a newspaper, but they were talking about politics and relationships and religion. And I thought, they even use this for, like, teaching driver's education or handicapped access, educating people about that sort of stuff. And I thought, what a great business to come and deposit back in the States, where you can use the intuitive sort of situational IQ of cartoons and apply it to whatever it is that people need it applied to, whether that's healthcare or whether that's individual educational needs or explaining what your business does. And that actually is what has really inspired me, trying to take something and lay it out visually for folks so it's easy for others to understand. And I should have taken more courses in art, because it has taken me a very long time to be able to get to the level that some professionals are with their drawings. But I always just loved doing it and wasn't doing it sort of as my career goal, and
right.
It just became what I wanted to do.
And here you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's great. I think that's great. And you're utilizing it to what we hope will be a good living for you.
In the end, we'll have to see. You know, I have 4 children, and that's always a sort of a challenge to get all of the work that we're doing on these particular books and all the work that I need to do to actually sort of sustain things. And my kids are getting older. They're getting to college age. I've got a 10th grader right now, so we're looking forward to figuring out how all of that is going to work out.
Yeah.
But in the end, this has potential for the long run.
Yeah. Well, prayer helps.
Absolutely. Every day. every day, not just for this, but for the deficiencies that you have as a parent. It's like, oh, keep these kids in the right way, Lord, you know?
Yeah.
And in the end, we just, we take it day by day. It's been a real learning experience with respect to that. You know, you see God's blessing in lots of little things that you do, and every time something seems like it's an insurmountable obstacle, something else comes in and just sort of makes the next step possible. And that's what we're hoping for with this.
Can people call you at home if they'd like to talk to you?
Absolutely. They can call me at home at 616-499-7532. And I have a cell phone that's, you know, I carry with me at business, and that is 616-796-4471.
796-4471.
And if people want to email as well, it's just Wade, W-A-D-E, at GooGenius. That's the name of my business, GooGenius.com.
Okay, that's pretty good. Somebody might be interested that was listening, and maybe it, you know, lit a spark.
Absolutely. You just never know. Day by day, we just keep going forth.
Yeah. Well, I certainly wish you well, and I hope that this whole thing is a success. And it looks great to me, because those little books are just about the right size where a parent can pull one out and say, let's read this for a while.
I've had them with a few of my family members. We printed up some of these for the CASA program in the summer, and I've given them to my cousins who have rather destructive young children, and honestly, the books have held up, and they seem to like the books as well. They take them to bed and sort of read
them.
Well,
that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
They're doing the job they're supposed to at the moment.
And I remember when I was very very young, I had a book that was made of cloth.
Yes,
cloth book, so I couldn't tear it.
those are actually quite cool. You don't see many of those around anymore, but those, you can get a lot of skills out of those too.
Hey, it's nice talking to you this morning. Nice having you here, and we hope that this will be a good part of your start.
Thank you very much, Juke. It's so nice to have been on your show. I've heard everybody talk about it, and this is great.